الرحمن الرحيم نتا بيان متناظر it was a request for a student to repeat the lesson that was taught so make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it beneficial for one and all نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب وقال ولذكر الله أكبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أنبئكم بخير أعمالكم وأزكاها عند مليككم وأرفعها في درجاتكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر الله عز وجل صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين ابن قيم الجوزي mentions that amongst people there are three types of hearts. One heart is that heart which is devoid of iman. And that heart is filled with darkness. And he mentions another type of heart is that heart which has iman, but together with iman, there is the darkness of sin found in that heart. There is the darkness of one following his desires and following his nafs. So what the nur of iman, there is the darkness which is also found in the heart. And then he mentions there's a third type of a heart, and this heart has the nur of iman. And what the nur of iman, it is permeating with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we say, the effulgence and the tajalliyat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he further explains this, and he mentions this can be understood with the example of a house. So he says there's one type of a house which is barren. It's empty. There's nothing in this house. So he mentions that the thief won't rather look at this house to pounce upon it. But rather the thief and the hobo will make this their dwelling. And this will be their den. So he mentions in the same light that heart which does not have any nur, does not have any iman, this becomes the dwelling for shaitan. Then the second type of a house he mentions is like the house of the common folk, the normal person. So what happens is he has few light switches on in the house and there's few light switches which is off. The house has some brightness in it, it has some darkness in it. And together with that, the thief will cast his eye upon this house. But also when the thief comes to this house, the treasures that is found in this house is limited. And it's possible that at times the thief will be able to take something from this house. And it's also possible that at times the thief will be prevented. So what happens is sometimes shaitan takes advantage in this heart and sometimes the good deeds overpower shaitan. Then he mentions the third type of house is what we can understand to be the palace of a king. So he mentions that in this palace here, the treasures you can't even mention about. It's unlimited inside here. But just as how the treasures are unlimited inside this palace here, the thief will set his gaze upon this palace. But for him to enter in this palace is almost impossible. Because the minute he tries to advance in one way, there might be a certain type of a security system, an alarm system, there might be guards. So every time he tries to advance, he's pushed 10 steps back. And then he mentions that the heart we should try to achieve is the third type of heart. That it's full of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The iman is radiating in this heart, and the radiance of it is shining through. And if shaitan has to come and try and make any advancements to attack him in any way, immediately he is thrown out of his heart. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their hearts were so pure, because they were in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for them, Zikrullah was what we could say a polish. That the heart was already shining. The Zikrullah just came to make it shine more. There was some dust on there, it came to wipe out the dust. But for us in our time, we are what we can understand, we are living in the time of advertisement. And whether we like it or not, every step of the way, an attack is made upon us. Simple examples, a person goes to the shop to buy some necessities. When he goes inside the shop, the music is playing. Involuntary, he never made intention to listen to the music. But that creates some zulmah, some darkness on the heart. Person is driving on the road, the billboard is there. His intention is not to look at that billboard. But there is an image there that's going to affect his heart. And even worse in our time, there is what we call the cell phone. A person might be doing some very important work, some necessary work on the phone, and then the pop-up will come. So all this is involuntary. But what happens is, it has a direct effect on the heart. So what happens is, our heart is not as clean as how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum's heart was. So for us, zikrullah is more like a cleanser. Something that is going to come and scrub away through all the grime and all the dirt. And then the heart will be shining. To get this shine and to make use of this cleanser, a person has to do some zikrullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ya ibn Adam, اذكرني بعد الفجر وبعد العصر أكفيك ما بينهما. That, oh my servant, take out some time to remember me after Fajr and after Asr. I will suffice for you for all the time in between. Ibn al-Mubarak rahimahumullah makes it even easy for us. He says, looking at the hadith, إنما الأعمال بالخواتيم, that actions are judged according to the end result of that action. He mentions, مَنْ كَتَمَ نَهَارَهُ بِذِكْرٍ كُتِبَ نَهَارُهُ كُلُّهُ ذِكْرًا. That person who ends off his day making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us, your action is based on the end result. You ended your day in zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angels to write your entire day as if you made zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is zikrullah? Ulama mentioned that one understanding of zikrullah is to make tasbih, tahmid, takbir, tahleel. That to recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This is one form of zikr. But in the broader light of Sharia, reciting Quran falls part of zikr. Reading Salah becomes part of zikr. And just having the consciousness that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me, at what I am doing, this is your zikrullah. So ulama have made it easy for us that there are certain actions that we can do that will bring the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And this thought and this consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gazing upon me, I need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by reading certain du'as, by making certain azkar, the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter into the heart. So every person has the desire to sit back and say, you know what, everything must be done for me. I must just relax, and when I come, everything must just be done for me. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that that person who recites Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, and Surah Nas three times in the morning and evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for him for everything. whether it be against enemies, whether it be against sickness, whatever his need, يَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, so as to say, sort out everything for him. So inshallah, let's read this together inshallah. Surah Ikhlas, قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, three times. Surah Al-Falaq, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Then every person, after having the desire of sitting back and everything must just flow for me, he has the desire that it must be coupled with the dua of the pious. That if the pious person makes dua for me, my life will be set. So here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that that person who recites A'udhu billahi sameel alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim thrice and the last three ayahs of Surah Al-Hashr, then 70,000 angels will make dua for him the entire day if he reads it in the morning. And if he recites it in the evening, then the entire night 70,000 angels are making dua for him. And here we should understand that this is the dua of the angels which is accepted. And then it's mentioned that if the person has to either pass away during the night or pass away during the day, he will be counted amongst the martyrs. So, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. والله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Then after a person now hears the dua of the pious, then he says, I want protection from everything. Now I don't want nobody to touch me. Everything going my way. I have the du'as of everybody. Now I just fear nobody must come steal from me. Nobody must attack me. No calamity must befall me. So here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that that person who recites Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim three times, then that person will be protected from all calamities. So, بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Then a person desires that now everything is going my way. I have the du'as of the pious. I'm protected from all calamities. But now I just want to be happy. I want this happiness in my life and I don't want any type of sorrow. So here it's mentioned to us that that person who recites رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it His duty to make this person happy. The person won't have joy only in this world, he'll have eternal joy. And what is the joy on the day of Qiyamah? رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. Then a person generally has concern that I'm protected, I'm living a happy life, but what about my assets? What about my family? What about my progeny? So here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to us that that person who recites Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali 3 times in the morning and evening, that that person's iman firstly will be protected. That person's wealth will be protected and that person's progeny will be divinely protected. So Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Then every person has the fear that I'm living happy. Everything is going my way. Everybody is seeing me as somebody that is an icon, somebody that is living a good life. But what if my files have to be exposed? What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to reveal my true colors? Then how people will turn away from me? How people will run away from me? So here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to make the dua, Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina, that O Allah, conceal my faults. And O Allah, grant me ease and peace and contentment in my heart. Ulama mentioned that when you are reading this, then think about the day of Qiyamah. That in this world we worried if somebody has to find out about true colors. Think of it on the day of Qiyamah when the entire creation from Adam alayhi salam right up till the last ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be there. And then a person's files is opened up. So ulama mentioned that when you read this dua, then have in your mind, رَبَّنَا لَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that, O Allah, how you have concealed my faults in this world, then, O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, you too, conceal my faults and keep it hidden from the people. Then once we understand this, now we'll realize that we have the protect, we have the du'as of the angels, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficing for us, we have protection for us, for our family, we're living in eternal joy. This is all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. The least we can do is say, Oh Allah, whatever ni'mah you have blessed me, I praise you for it. Oh Allah, I'm grateful for it. So we are taught to mention in the morning, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik. فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. Oh Allah, whatever ni'mah I find myself in today, at this moment, and whatever ni'mah I can see the people around me enjoying, Oh Allah, this alone is from you. Oh Allah, the least we can do is, Oh Allah, all praise is due to you. Oh Allah, we are grateful for the ni'mah that you have blessed us and bestowed upon us. Then ulama mentioned that the greatest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is the ni'mah of iman. And with regard to this ni'mah, we are taught a dua to preserve it. And This dua is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. That, O Allah, I ask you protection from ascribing any partners to you. That I do it knowingly and understanding that I'm ascribing partners to you. And, O Allah, I ask you forgiveness for ascribing partners to you in any way that I do it without any consciousness. Then when we realize that all these ni'mas are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, then we have the fear that this ni'mah mustn't be snatched away and taken away from us. So Ya Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to recite the following dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. That, O Allah, I ask your protection for any ni'mah of mine being taken away from me, being snatched away from me. And, O Allah, this ease and comfort and this enjoyable life that I am living, O Allah, I ask your protection from it being turned away from me. O Allah, I ask your protection for any calamity falling upon me suddenly, that I am not prepared for it and any calamity falls upon me. And, O Allah, I ask your protection from all those actions which bring about your anger. That, O Allah, let me live a life that is only in your pleasure. Then sometimes we do find it difficult to make a lot of dhikr. Optimum is to take out time and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at times a person has few responsibilities, a person has an emergency, and he doesn't have that time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came home and he found Juwayriya radiallahu anha on her musalla. So from Fajr time till mid morning around about Ishraq time, she was sitting on the musalla. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after querying, found out that she has been making zikrullah from after Fajr till that time. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to her that I recited four kalimat, four words, and I repeated it three times. If my words have to be put on a scale and all the zikrullah that you have been making from the morning, my four words will outweigh your zikrullah. So, ulama mentioned that even if you have time to make zikrullah, even read this together with it, so your zikrullah will be more, and it will be more weighty on the scale. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. Then, when we realize that, O Allah, from I woke up, so many ni'mas that I've been blessed with, I can't even appreciate all the ni'mas that I'm seeing around me in my first 1 hour of the morning. That ulama mentioned that this is the time to make intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, O Allah, from I woke up, you've been so merciful upon me. O Allah, I promise for the remainder of the day, I'm not going to commit any sin. O Allah, for the remainder of the day, I'm going to fulfill all your commands upon me. One of the most important commands, especially in these times, ulama mentioned to make the specific intention that, O Allah, for today, I promise I will perform all my 5 daily salah wal jama' in the masjid. Yeah, we are taught niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali. Make the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. But together with making the intention, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist you in fulfilling the intention. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahimahumullah mentions that Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah said whatever Imam Sahib achieved in his life was through the blessings of the dua, Allahumma inna nasta'inuka ala ta'atik. That, oh Allah, I ask you for assistance to fulfill all your commands that is due upon me. So, Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahimahullah mentioned that we should make this also something that we do every day. When you wake up in the morning, recite it. Mawlana mentions you can recite it 7 times, you can recite it 10 times. But make it something that we do daily, that, oh Allah, you assist me in fulfilling your commands that is due upon me. Then, ulama mentioned to us that when you do any good deed, then remember the tawfiq of that good deed came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing you done by yourself. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the ability to do. So never ever feel that I done it on myself. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with the opportunity to do this good deed. Then ulama mentioned that if a person has a sheikh, then a person should consult his spiritual mentor, should consult his sheikh with regard to what zikrullah to make every day. But if a person doesn't have a spiritual mentor, then the minimum a person should do is he should begin his day by reciting Surah Yasin. Because here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his needs for that day easy. Whether it be his dunyawi needs or it be his ukhrawi needs, all his needs for that day will be fulfilled. Then ulama mentioned to recite istighfar 100 times. Here ulama mentioned whichever istighfar you find easy, whether it's astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi, sayyidul istighfar, whichever istighfar a person can do, a person should take out time and recite minimum 100 times. Then durood sharif, the ni'mah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessings of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is limitless, it can't be enumerated enough. Out of the shukr that, oh Allah, you made me from the ummah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minimum is a person should recite at least 100 durood sharif daily. Here also we are taught, they don't start with a high number, do it for 1-2 days and then get flat. So we taught, start first, if it's not your habit to recite durood sharif, not your habit to do istighfar, start with 10. Do it for 1 week, 2 week, when you're consistent on this, then you increase 15, 20, 25, and continue. And your aim is not to stop at 100. Your aim is to continue, and your whole day must just be absorbed in istighfar, durood sharif, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then ulama mentioned that to recite the third kalima at least 100 times. Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Then, especially in this zamana, this time where we are, what we can say, the time where the fitna of Dajjal is so apparent, ulama mentioned that make it a habit to recite the first 10 ayah of Surah Al-Kahf and the last 10 ayah of Surah Al-Kahf daily. Some ulama of the opinion, in the morning you recite the first 10 ayah, in the evening you recite the last 10 ayah of the surah. Inshallah, it will be a capsule that insulates you and protects you from the fitna that is out there. Then we are taught to recite Tasbih Fatima, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Subhanallah, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, 33 times, Allahu Akbar, 34 times. A minimum of 6 times a day. We have the habit and we are accustomed to reading it after Fajr and Asr Salah. But after Dhuhr Salah also bring it into our life. After Maghrib Salah bring it into our life. After Isha Salah bring it into our life. And before sleeping bring it into our life. Minimum of 6 tasbihs, 600 times making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are taught this is baqiyat al-salihat, on the day of qiyamah it will stand and it will give witness that, oh Allah, this person remembered me. When a person brings zikrullah in his life, in whichever way it is, whether it's reciting Quran, whether it is reciting azkar, reciting wazaif, then what happens is a light is lit in the heart. And as we are taught here, when it's example load shedding and there's darkness in the room, then you don't pick up your arms and you start fighting with the darkness. The darkness is never going to leave. But rather what you do, you just light one matchstick, you light a candle, and immediately that darkness goes out. So the same when we are bombarded with this adverse and this ill effects upon the heart, then all you have to do is light the match of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, light the match of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately the heart will become radiant. Where Shaykh Wasiullah rahmahullah mentions, quoting the ayah, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. That the way of the kings is when they take over and they conquer any city, then whatever was regarded as something of importance by the previous king, they destroyed. And they put their sign to show that I am now the king, this is my place. So he mentions when the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the heart, then everything besides Allah, which we'll call ghayrullah, gets destroyed. So then you'll get that heart, as we mentioned in the starting, that heart that has the nur of iman, and what that is permeating the radiance of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will become the palace of the king. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك. That, oh Allah, we beseech you to grant us your love, and grant us the love of those who love you, and grant us the love of those actions which are beloved to you. اللهم اجعل أحب الأشياء إلي حبك. That, oh Allah, make the most beloved thing to us your love. And, oh Allah, make your love so beloved to us more than ourselves, more than we love ourselves, more than we love our family, more than we love these material things of this world. Oh Allah, make your love permeate our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it a reality for me, make it a reality for everybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us this heart, what we can actually call a heart. This heart that is used for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Imam Ghazali, to end off, Imam Ghazali mentions that people will enter into this world, but they won't even appreciate the reason why they were brought into this world. That your heart was created for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the minimum you can do is try to bring that love in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to bring zikrullah alive in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that every step of the way we are concerned that my Allah is looking at me. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. And we carry on our life concentrating and worrying that what will my end result be? What will be when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.